vacuum one.
Oh, you actually remember what you discussed? Wow, I'm impressed. Could you move? I'm trying to reorganize all the cords in here.
Yes, I remember. I always remember. Mostly. So.
I guess you'll have to wait and find out when Mom does.
Okay, look, kid, we can't really afford the bot vac. So if our listeners voted for that, we might want to, rejigger the outcome?
No, Dad. You should have considered that or made it part of your argument against it.
I did. I said it was expensive.
It's expensive is not exactly the same as we can't afford it. Move, come on.
Are you already moved?
Yes, out of the path of that cord, but directly into the path of this one.
Okay, so you're saying the bot vac won.
I didn't say that.
Okay, you're implying it. So even if it costs more than Mom's engagement ring did, we have to buy the vacuum cleaner because a handful of people out there chose it.
Well, that was the deal. And I can't help it if you were cheap then and you're still cheap now.
Okay, you do want to go to college, right?
If my continuing education depends on which vacuum you buy, we're in real trouble.
Look, how about we make a little deal? You massage the outcome ever so slightly, and I'll pay for your wad.
Changing the vote isn't ever so slightly, and my wad? I really, really hope you mean DAW.
Yes, your editing thing.
Thank God. Pro Tools, and no.
Okay, fine. I guess we'll just eat beans for a month.
Considering the effect beans have on you, that's almost tempting.
Imagine being locked in this room with you, your mother, and I, all full of beans. Think about it, Coral.
I think I'd rather die. And what kind of example are you setting for your kid here, Dad? Come on.
Self-preservation.
Oh, this is funny. Today's word for the day on that fancy desk calendar my dad got me as a combo Christmas and birthday present was parsimonious.
Which means...
There's a reason we don't own a dictionary.
Look, if you don't want to change the vote, can we at least keep this conversation between us? Chuck's going to be here any second, and I really don't want him to think we're poor.
Then buy Mom the vacuum she wants.
The trusty old Harrell one.
I didn't say that. And does Mom know Chuck is coming?
I guess we're just going to have to find out.
Okay. Cords are rearranged, and we're ready to go.
All right. There he is. Come on in, bud. See where
testing,
the magic happens.
Testing. One,
wow,
two,
nice setup.
Three.
You're all in on this thing, huh?
You bet. Come on in. Check it out. Check out the setup.
Ah, got a swivel boom, I see. Wow, nice. Got that spring action.
High dollar.
Hey, kid.
Do you mind, Chuck? I'm trying to do a sound check.
I got you. Here. Let's start to rumble.
Dad.
Okay, you gotta do the next Michael Buffer there.
Paging Dr. Tennis Elbow.
Dad, can you tell him, excuse me, Chuck, that's my mom's mic.
Okay, speaking of, where is she?
I don't know. She went out to run some errands. I thought she'd be back by now. She knows we're planning on recording.
Next up to bat, Dan Griffin Jr.
Okay, that's Ken Griffey. Griffey Jr.
Chuck, do you mind?
Sorry, next up to bat, Ken Griffey.
No, that's my mom's mic.
Yeah, but I don't see her. She's not here right now, is she?
Even so, I don't think she'll like the fact that your mouth is all up in on her mic.
Well, to that I say...
Can I stop you there?
Okay, hey, Chuck, did you unlock the surge cannon on Zond Arsenal yet?
Almost. I've played the habeas level a dozen times, but I keep dying at the melt point.
How have you not gotten past the melt point? The melt point is easy.
Oh, really, Power Paul? How many tries did it take you?
14. But I got past it.
14 is way more than a dozen.
Okay, but I got past it, which was way more than what you can say. Okay. Want me to tell you how to beat it?
No. Okay, tell me.
Okay, what you do is, you gotta get into the lava pit. I know, it sounds risky,
sorry,
but just for
sorry,
the-
Sorry, I'm sorry, I'm late. It took longer than I thought. What's he doing here?
Alligator, what's up?
Chuck. Paul, we need to record.
I know. I'm ready. You're the one that's just now getting here.
Well.
Well, what?
Well, Chuck.
Yes?
Oh, Chuck, no. I'm not. we need to record. And as you know, Chuck is not part of the show, so it, you know that, so I can't think of anything you're doing but being deliberately obtuse.
I wanted him to see how we do it. I wanted to see how the show is made.
No, 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 that's not how this works.
Dad, Mom's right. That's not what this is about.
What? Just two adults sharing their opinions and differences on things and letting the listeners decide? What's the big deal?
It just doesn't seem appropriate.
I'm not going to do the show with him in here.
It would affect the dynamic you two have.
I'll be as quiet as a Disney mouse.
See, he's not even going to say anything. He'll just observe. Right, Chuck?
Bet your mama's bottom, Paul.
Wow, that was something.
Well, classy. I for one find doing the show to be a personal experience, so I would not be comfortable having him here.
Do you do realize this gets released into the interwebs, right?
Yeah, but, you know, there's a lot of stuff that happens in the background that gets edited out that people don't need to hear, right, Coral?
Well,
Come on, I don't see the harm in him staying. See, he's a nice and quiet man. So let's do this. I'm ready.
Nice and quiet is not what I've ever seen from him, but fine. But if, Chucker, if you say one goddamn thing.
My lips are sealed.
Oh, I'm just gonna chuck you out just for saying that.
Har har, I see what you did there. So fresh and new.
Paul, I'm telling you.
Okay, Chuck, you gotta be chill, okay? You can just lay low for a little bit. You got it?
No prob, chill's a pill.
Okay, see, Allie, we're cool.
Ugh. Okay, now that you are all cool, can we get on with the show? Let's start with the results from the last episode.
Oh, wait, can you remind me what the last episode was about?
It was on what we should do about the vacuum situation.
And they decided on us keeping the one and only that still works, Harrell.
Yeah.
Right?
The vacuum.
Wait, actually...
Is that right? How could anyone vote for us keeping the Harrell? It's been wrapped in so much duct tape it looks like a mummy. You know what, Coral? You should be putting pictures up on these votes and, like, the social media aspect of whatever this site is. Because that bot vac is, you know, it's dead for now, but it's not undead like a zombie from a Universal Horror pick.
Well, we could sell the Subaru so we can at least raise the money to buy a new bot vac. Then you could ride it to work like a cat. In one of those videos, or like Falcor from a never-ending
story.
And the vote is...
Paul, that upright of yours can't even pick up any of that Doberman hair. Barely works anymore, and I'm tired of seeing a spark every time I plug it in. Ugh. I don't want my obituary to say I suffered death by vacuum, please.
And I don't want mine to say death by robot when I trip over that thing and crack my skull.
Okay, well, you're both still alive. Do you mind if I read the results? You're not gonna like it.
Go ahead.
I knew it.
No, I mean, neither of you are going to like it. It was a tie between keeping the Harrell and buying a new bot vac.
Well, that's just silly. We're not gonna do both.
Yeah, I'm inclined to agree with Allison.
Thank you.
Wait, what?
I mean, that's right. Your mother and I cannot accept a tie. We will have to simply decide this another way. I suggest trial by combat.
Maybe rock, paper, scissors, lizard, Spock?
Ooh, that's a good one. Or we could just arm wrestle, or maybe just regular thumb wrestling, not the shenanigans.
I mean, we can go all Hunger Games and do archery, closest to the center of three shots wins.
Okay, you've never even shot a bow, and frankly, I'm afraid to.
I'm not surprised, because I owned your ass in paintball. That was really actually fun. We should do that again.
You know what, let's figure something out later. Coral, what's the topic for today?
The topic is whether or not Dad should join a gym.
Oh, good. I've been looking forward to this one.
You know, Chuck and I were just talking about, before you got here, I mean, we were talking about Zond Arsenal. I mean, we should talk about that today.
But no spoilers. I haven't got past the melt point yet.
Paul, we already agreed that we'll be talking about... Why does my mic smell like onions?
So I was about to tell Chuck about how to get past the melt point. Listeners, this is a spoiler alert. So if you don't want to know about how to get past the melt...
No, stop. It was agreed that we would talk about whether or not you should get a gym membership.
Okay. How about this? Okay, we could have the audience decide whether or not we should be going to the gym or we should be talking about Zond Arsenal.
I vote Zond Arsenal.
Chuck, you do not get a vote. Are you part of this marriage? Are you part of this family? Are you part of this show? The answers there would be no, no, and oh, yes, no.
We can't have people vote on an episode topic before there's even an episode.
See?
But as an audience member, a live audience member at that, I get a vote, and I vote we discuss Zond Arsenal.
Oh, our first live audience member votes. Okay, there we have it. Zond Arsenal, it is. Here, we go. Okay. Hello, everyone. I'm Paul.
No.
And that's Allison.
No.
And this is Deconstructive Criticism, the show where you decide what we need to decide. And this week, we've decided to discuss the game Zond Arsenal. With us is our special guest, my best friend, Chuck. Say hi, Chuck.
Hi, Chuck.
Ugh, no, Paul. Look, I'm not doing this.
Come on, it'll be fun. You played Zond Arsenal before, so we'll have a nice little trio today. It'll bring a fresh new dynamic to the conversation.
Should I be offended? You know what? Whatever. Go ahead.
Yeah. First of all, I played it once and I hated it. Second of all, you can't just bring that chucker in here without discussing it with us beforehand, or anyone for that matter, and think we'll just be okay with it. And you can bet if you'd suggested having him do an episode with us, you would have received a hard no.
She said.
Don't.
I know. Okay, all right, I get it. Should have asked first. I totally get where you're coming from.
Thank you.
Okay, Chuck, will you be a silent audience member? Sorry, buddy, you know how much, I know how much you like Zond Arsenal.
I love Zond Arsenal. One of the best games I've played.
Chuck, please be quiet. No, seriously, why does my mic stink? What is that? Chuck. Chuck, did you use my mic?
No.
Well, someone used it other than me, and I don't store my mic in a jar of pickled eggs, so...
I'm sorry, Mom. I asked him to do a mic check. You weren't here yet, and I had to get things set up, so...
God, that is so gross. I don't think I can use this.
Hold on. Here, wipe it off with this.
But then my mic's gonna smell like disinfectant.
Better than smelling like whatever Chuck last ate, right?
Yeah, I suppose. Okay, give it to me. Okay, I got it.
Oh, man, I love Colin's Sandwich Stop.
Oh, gross.
Thanks for covering for me, kid.
Chuck.
Seriously?
You know what? Let's continue this. So... Zond Arsenal is one of GameSpot's top 10 games of the year.
No, 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 no. We're talking about you going to the gym. One of your top 10 procrastinations of the year.
You made it sound like we were going to talk about whether or not it makes sense to pay for a gym membership versus working out at home.
Well, Paul, I may not debate you on either, because at least you'd be working out.
If that's the case, we can nullify that topic, as it's not at all what we agreed on.
One thing I think we can all agree on is that Zond Arsenal is top drawer.
Top drawer? Who even says that? What is this, 1927?
No, Mom. That expression's back. They say that all the time on MTV Cribs.
MTV Cribs is back? Ugh, I can't even keep up with these new or old shows.
And hey.
I don't care which drawer the game is in when we're not even talking about it today.
Our live audience member votes Zond Arsenal, and I vote Zond Arsenal. So, it's two against one.
Look, I have Coral here to back me up that the gym is today's topic, so that's what we're discussing.
Well, usually I prefer to stay out of these debates, but I'm going to take Mom's side today.
Really? Thank you, sweetie. See, she agrees with me.
Mom, I could change my mind anytime.
What? Why? What did I? Oh, yes. They totally agree.
Thank you.
Welcome.
That sounds more like a tie. You know what we should do to break the tie? Face off in a match on Zond Arsenal in arena mode.
Paul, why did you bring him here today?
He's my friend. I wanted him to see how the episode was made.
No, but, like, why did you really bring him here?
I just told you.
Dad, I think you know what she means.
Oh. No, I don't.
You don't want to talk about going to the gym, do you? You're hoping that Chuck will serve as a convenient distraction, don't you?
I don't see the harm in him sitting here silently. You won't be bothering us at all. I don't know what your issue is with him, but you just don't like him? That's really what this is about, isn't it?
Sure, I'll go with that.
Why is that, Allison? What do you have against me anyway?
You want to hear it again? Because you really remember Christmas? But you know what? It's fine. I'll go through it again.
No, that's okay.
Yeah, very well, since you insist. Chuck, you are a bit of a know-it-all. If anyone has anything to say about anything, you seem to know something about it, even if what you cough up is way off base.
Well, I don't know how to get past the melt point yet.
Oh, plus you think you're funnier than you are. Everything's a joke to you. You're pretty much a walking dad joke encyclopedia. And your jokes quite often border on inappropriate, if not crossing the line. You see the line? There you are, crossing it. So what we end up getting from you are a bunch of inappropriate dad jokes.
Well, you know, I don't have any kids.
Oh, I don't. How do you explain it then? Not to mention, you're kind of a mooch, to be perfectly honest. You don't really offer anything. You just take. It makes it such a pleasure to have you around, Chuck. Essentially just a giant sponge walking around
Mom,
our house.
Come on. Take it easy.
He asked.
Well,
actually, I said no.
Well, that's too bad because this train has left the station already. So while I'm at it, you know what really frustrates me about you, Paul? It's your total lack of ambition. You say you're going to accomplish this and that. You're going to make this happen and do that big thing. But you just all talk. Maybe actually make something of yourself and I would have some modicum of respect for you.
Chuck.
Yeah, that's your name.
Yeah, my name's Chuck.
Obviously, I know your name is Chuck.
But you said Paul.
What are you talking about?
Just now, you said, you know what frustrates me about you, Paul?
No, I was talking about you, Chuck. Pretty sure I said your name.
No, you said Paul.
You did, Mom. You said Paul.
Did I
can play it back if you want.
Well, obviously I meant to say Chuck. You guys know that, right?
But you said my name. You said Paul.
Come on, Paul. You know I meant to say Chuck.
You know what you meant to say. You said what you meant. Well, Zond Arsenal ain't gonna play itself. I'll show you how to get past the melt point.
Paul.
So, is that how your process usually goes?
Pretty much half the time, yeah.
You did it again, Mom.
Honey, I was talking about Chuck.
Yeah.
You know that.
I know that. Just Chuck, though?
You know, maybe we can do an episode on Zond Arsenal, but not today. Maybe next episode? I'm pretty
okay,
tired.
Okay, Mom. That was brutal. I mean, I know Mom doesn't like Chuck. She never has. He's a serious dork, but he's pretty harmless. But does she not like him because he reminds her of Dad and she's too afraid of saying how she really feels about Dad to his face? So, like, Chuck is a kind of proxy or something? Maybe. I suppose at least it's out there now, in a kind of passive-aggressive way, but it's out there. Maybe now that it is, they'll talk about it? Or Dad'll just probably go into turtle mode and avoid Mom for a week. Well, they can't keep that up too long because we have an episode to do in a couple of weeks, but by then Mom will probably be overly sweet and buy something for Dad, and he'll grouse about her spending money, and we'll be back to normal by the time we record. I just wish their normal was a healthy normal. Guess we'll see in a couple of weeks. Until then, this is Deconstructive Criticism. See you later. Bye.
Greetings from Hollywood and the Carlotta Botox Chronicles, the 67% true adventures of a 100% fake actress. After being outed as a fraud on national TV, I lost 3 million followers on Instagram. I was canceled.
I'm toast, Dave. I have no income and no prospects.
You move forward like you've always done. One Louis Vuitton in front of the other.
I found a place that was more me. Cheap and no frills, right in the middle of Hollywood.
Hello, neighbor. Welcome to the building. I'm Zen, they, them, and I'm right next door.
Hi, Zen.
If I knock on your door at 10 p.m. and ask you to turn down the music, what do?
I turn it down.
You don't call the police?
Why would I call the police?
Good answer. I'm marking you as safe on the Karen app.
The Karen app?
On a scale of 1 to 10, the Karen app measures entitlement levels among middle-aged white women with angled bobs.
Gird your loins for the Carlotta Botox Chronicles. Available wherever you listen to pods.